Well, the January 1 cattle inventory report came out recently. It, of course, showed the lowest number of cattle in the U.S. since 1959. But the question some are asking is, will the smallest cattle herd in a half a century mean a shortage of beef for consumers? USDA livestock economist Yael Shagum says not really, because of different situations today compared to back then.
One of which, of course, is that we are now producing cattle at a heavier weight. So to the extent that there may be fewer cattle out there, those are being offset by the fact that each one of those cattle is producing considerably more beef than it did back in, say, 1959. So as a result, the actual impact in terms of production will not be as great as a decline in cattle numbers would indicate.
Plus, Shagum said the U.S. also imports more beef from other countries than it did back in 1959. But despite all this, overall, he did say projections are for slightly smaller beef supplies and slightly higher prices for this year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.